convening a meeting today. We're changing times. But also to appreciate that we're able to respond within this very tight schedule for the committee to come and consider this report. I'm sure even in our caucuses, respective party caucuses, you are also being informed of how Parliament is going to run until we finish these EPCs. We had scheduled our program as the committee when we're going to meet and all these things until these changes of which EPCs will be in plenary, which EPCs will be the normal EPCs, and when the committees can set and when the committees cannot set. So that has impacted on our program very heavily. And one of the points that I want us to reflect on is about Tuesday next week, because we're scheduled National Treasury and SARS to come and present their strategic plans, because we're debating that other week. Now, there's plenary, and in fact, I think that day, the whole of Tuesday is plenary, so committees cannot sit. I had made a proposal that we meet earlier on, because I find it to be a little bit uncomfortable that we can go and debate a budget vote without having had the opportunity to discuss strategic plans. So we will decide on that particular item later on as to the proposal that I've made, because I said even if it means we should have 2.5 hours to go through the motions with these departments, we'll have to do it on Monday morning. But having said so, and with the understanding that we'll finalize on the last topic that I've, or matter that I've just referred to, we are here to look at the Stats SA report. I know that you got, it was emailed when? Just last night. We need to focus on recommendations, really, but also just to get a sense in terms of the structure and all those other things as we normally deal with the reports. The assumption is that we had time to have a glance on this report, honorable members. There's the report before us. Honorable Singh.
Chairperson, thank you very much. The one that was in my pigeonhole, I think the first correction is the date on the top. The year, I mean.
Yeah. Cut and paste?
Yeah.
You are exposed. The second one?
And then on page, see, the pages are not numbered. On page 2. Oh, yeah, it's numbered. Yeah, okay, my glasses are not good enough. On page 2, a policy priority, the National Development Plan aims to contribute in the developmental and transformation process of South Africa by providing accurate data for policy implementation. Now, I don't think that should have been there, because the NDP doesn't provide the data. Stats provides it. So I'm suggesting we put the National Development Plan aims to contribute in the developmental and transformation process of South Africa to overcome social challenges such as inequality, poverty, and unemployment. Full stop. Stats South Africa is required to work with all stakeholders to provide. To provide well, accurate quality. Yeah. So that's one there. Then on page 3, under 4, bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know if I read correctly, improving the coverage of frames. It says improving the coverage of frames.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's correct.
Maybe what we should do, let's stop right there, because normally we take page by page, so that if there's points that has to be made in page 1 after your input, when we go to that page, you then come back, Honorable Singh, Honourable Harris.
I'm just impressed with the Honourable Singh's energy. He's just barreled straight into it.
We need to have lunch.
I wanted to make a point that, notwithstanding the errors that Honourable Singh's pointed out already, in general, the quality of the grammar and the spelling and the formatting is very good. And we often have had problems in the past, so I just wanted to commend the team that put this together, that there's obviously been a significant improvement.
Honourable Dubaza.
Thank you, Chair. We're still on page one.
Yeah.
Chair, page one, I'm proposing that we omit the second paragraph altogether. The reason being, I've just discussed it with you, Ellen, that if you look at paragraph number three, it's really the repetition of the above paragraph in different wording. So if you can just omit the second paragraph altogether and leave the second paragraph, because the third paragraph explains all what has been said on top.
Agreed. Expunge paragraph 2. On page 1. Page 2. You managed to work. Okay. Repeat what? Honorable Singh?
Thank you, Chair. I just thought that we should say the National under 2, the National Development Plan aims to contribute in the developmental and transformation process of South Africa to overcome social challenges such as inequality, poverty, and unemployment. Then, full stop. Stats South Africa is therefore required to work with all stakeholders in the country to provide accurate, quality statistical information. But as it reads now, it reads that NDP must provide the data.
Good. Page 3.
H3, I just wanted to know about improving the coverage of frames. Is that correct? Is that, I don't know what frames means, maybe because I haven't been at the meetings.
Dwelling frames. Okay, I'm advised that it's dwelling phrase. Frames. Where is this? Okay, improving the coverage of is it in the document? Okay. Are you covered, Honorable Singh?
Do we have an explanation of the frames?
Bahala. Okay, let's go to page 4, we'll come back.
I think we should just propose deleting it if no one can explain it.
No, okay.
An explanation at the back, Chair.
Zarina? Okay. Page 4? Or any other thing in page 3? Page 4. Honorable Singh?
Chairperson, page 3 at the bottom, the second last line. Additional allocation of 139 million rand for the unitary fees for the new building. I haven't heard of unitary fees before.
Unitary fees. For the new building or for the new buildings? Honorable Goranov? Are you fine? Okay. Page 4. Entlachte? Honorable Ross? Are you fine? Page 5.
In the second paragraph, on the fifth line, this is due to the department's process instead of just departments.
Okay. That's under administration, eh? All right. Okay. Plus SS?
Chairperson, first paragraph. I think just grammatical. The third line, I mean of 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth line, this will be done by publishing. Grad will be.
What page is that?
Page 6.
Okay.
First paragraph, line 4, where it says this done.
This will be done.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a question paper. you know, that question paper in some province, it was not just grammatical errors. It was all sorts of things. So by comparison, this report is still far much ahead of that question paper. But still have to correct it. I'm just saying to you guys, apply your minds. All right. Page 6, 7. What? Page 8. Respectus, page 9.
Of the inordinate. I think it's incoordinate. I don't know what is that. Inordinate. Should be in coordination.
Page 9. What paragraph?
Bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can be correct?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's okay. Inordinate. Yeah, all right. Plus 18.
To the second bullet point, I think we should specify that it's the potential impact of the youth wage subsidy as opposed to just the impact. In the second bullet point, it says the current unemployment figures points to the impact of a youth wage subsidy. I think it should be the potential impact of a youth wage subsidy.
Agreed. Welcome, Honorable Sokoni. Recommendations? There are no recommendations. The committee is not recommending anything. Honorable Tim, there is.
I said ladies first, perhaps.
No, the discretion is mine. It's 50-50. They
okay.
Reject that.
Okay.
They reject.
No problem. Okay. So my first recommendation, Chair, relates to the single business registrar process, which we as we point out in the report, the minister committed that they will provide a implementation date. Or finalization date in the debate, which is fine, but I think given how the whole process has been delayed up until now, it's important that this committee summons StatsSA, SARS, and the CIPC to come together to report on progress. Because clearly there's a coordination problem between them, so the only way we can get to the bottom of it is having all of them there at once. So my recommendation would be that StatsSA, SARS, and the CIPC appear before the committee to report on progress towards the finalization of the single business registration project.
That's number one. Number two, Honorable Singh.
Chairperson, I think the issue of the community survey, 5 years, which the FFC chairperson mentioned, maybe we should ask the department to come up with a plan indicating, you know, what human and financial resources will be required for the committee to consider in the future for a 5-year survey.
Okay.
It's something that we mustn't put into the back burner. We must keep it alive.
Good.
I don't know how to word it, but...
What you can also do, Honorable Singh, like all members, is that after this, to help the secretariat, you can just reduce that, what you are saying, into writing, so that they can capture it in terms of their understanding and what you'd actually be helping them with. Okay? Three, Madlame, sorry. Oh,
thank
yes.
Thank you, Chair.
You are number two, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine, Chair. Maybe as a committee, we need to request the minister and the StatsSA to apply its mind towards the limitation imposed by the Act on the definitions.
Okay.
That is the first one. And then the second one, also we need to, as a committee, maybe also request that the StatsSA, the StatsSA to increase personnel pool so as to bridge the skill shortages, because there is this thing of unable to fill their permanent positions because of the scarcity of their resources. Those are the only two, Chair.
On the definitions, are you talking to specifically definition? Okay. What was the response? Is that not in line with the ILO definition? No. Yeah.
Can I just hear the proposal again for the recommendation? I missed it. Can I hear the proposal for the recommendation?
The proposal, Chair, was that is it for the StatsSA to apply its mind on the limitation imposed by the Act on the mandate, on its mandate itself, because the Act, according to the Act, it says they need to collect, they need to disseminate the information. I can't remember the third one. And you look at the priorities of the StatsSA. And if you look at their priorities, one of them, which is right on top, is the coordination. And as a result, which the Statistician General actually agreed that they find themselves not being unable to do it. So I don't know how to phrase it, but if they're unable, we need to enable them, yes, through the Act.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, honourable members, you will have to interact with the so that you can get the actual phraseology of the recommendation. Honorable Ross.
Chair, just with regards to the releasing of the census results, and I think the Minister was correct to say that we've re-established trust when we went to see him, and that, you know, we shouldn't work on assumptions, but in terms of my recommendation as to avoid the circumstances, can't we, in terms of recommendation, just make the recommendation that we adhere to some policy and methodology in terms of how the results should be released? In future, that we avoid those assumptions, that we avoid the misunderstanding, and that we indeed, as the Minister indicated, that we restore that trust. Thank you. And I will write that text for Ellen.
Good.
Okay, and then I have another
All
one
right.
later.
All right. We don't have to have 10 recommendations. The fourth one is what Honourable Ross has just given. 5. Honourable Harris.
This is with reference to something you just raised right now. The conversation that I had with the Minister about the narrow versus broad definition of unemployment. And I agree with his point that the narrow definition is the one that's in line with the ALO prescriptions. But if you'll remember at the end, I pointed out that the problem is because that definition is regarded as official, a lot of the analysis in the labor force survey applies only to that. So, for example, if you want to look at unemployment by population group or sex or industry or age, the analysis is only done on the narrow definition. And I think that's a point that they conceded. So I think it makes sense for us to request that StatsSA investigate the inclusion of an analysis of broad unemployment by those factors, population group, sex, industry, and age, in the labor force survey, and reports back to this committee on that process. And that, I'm not a statistician, I'm not suggesting that they can automatically do it, but I certainly think it would be useful if they could look at it and then let us know whether it's something that they can include in the survey or not. Because it leaves us as members a little bit in the dark about those factors when it comes to broad unemployment. So I can read the phrasing again if the committee agrees with me.
Okay. Comments on that? Fine. Agreed? Okay, Luyenge.
Mine, Chair, is on the indication by statistics South Africa that for it to produce credible statistics, there should be a strengthening of the act. And maybe to get an understanding that they will be able to produce credible job, a process that seeks to strengthen that act should be started. So we need to have a recommendation there. We can't just leave that.
Okay. All right. Honorable Ross?
Listen, just another recommendation, perhaps. It's with regards to the significant increases in pricing and the effect of administered pricing inter alia on inflation. And I was hoping that we can put in something to express our concern with regard also with regards to the economic downturn that we've experienced in the country and how important it is for new and better statistical information. And I wonder if I could somehow propose in writing something to Ellen in this regard. But it boils down to this, that we strengthen the methodology of how inflation is being measured. And it's with regards to the increase in pricing, if we can do something like that, is it too vague?
Honorable Koronov?
I think it's just been changed last year. The whole thing about CPI,
whole basket,
and the whole basket, and it's a different basket. It's just been changed, and it is far better than the previous one. So I don't know.
I'm
Thank you, Chair. I think what is being proposed by Honourable Ross is correct, but not as a recommendation, but rather to request that SA, when they come and do our presentation, to clarify and understand exactly what he's saying. Yeah, and tell us how they're doing it. Thanks.
Fine. I think that is on board. I don't know how to put this thing, but I think the committee should actually reflect on the lack of usage, effective and optimal usage of information and its impact on the planning in terms of IDPs, municipalities and all those kind of things. Because I think that is a very critical area. I don't think all the institutions that are supposed to actually use this data, and it's a capacity issue even at that level, but I don't know how to phrase that. Bob.
And in addition to that, Chair, they are crying foul of the SNA and ISIC systems that excludes newer areas for measurement in light of the changes in the global economy. So they are justifying a fact that says their product cannot be globally competitive just because of the systems.
That is also linked to budget, isn't it? Yeah. Budgetary constraints. Which are you have that?
Chair, you are just raising a very critical point because the committee actually was very concerned about that. So indeed, we need to have it, like you are saying, the lack of the usage of the data collected by State SA by local government, because that's where it, I don't know whether, in fact, by all three spheres of government. You are so right. We need to get, I think the way you're saying it is right.
Any other recommendation? I think we've exhausted them.
Just to note the qualified audit received. Should we make a recommendation that that be improved? Not necessary. Show our concern.
Yeah, Chair, I was going to mention that being a SCOPA person, but I've consulted. Yeah, they do say that they're going to improve things,
yeah,
and they gave a reason why.
Yeah.
So we'll just.
Okay. Can I then pass to the item that was not on the Z list? No, I'm learning very fast about Tuesday, honourable members. Given this congestion of programs in Parliament, and we spoke to the programming whip, trying to negotiate that we should be allowed to sit on Tuesday to take the presentation, and they said absolutely, it's a no-go zone area because most committees utilize that outlet. So my proposal was that we meet on Tuesday, 8:30 in the morning. Tuesday, 8:30 to take the presentation of SARS and National Treasury. Otherwise, we don't have any other day. It means we must come back on Monday, those who live outside Cape Town. Must come back on Monday evening. Yeah, Tuesday, 8:30. Agreed. It's something that personally I don't like. I'd rather wake up very early on Tuesday and come here, but I'll be forced to be here on Monday. And so it's because Friday is also a working day, but I'm not going to utilize it this week. Nyambos, unfortunately, was over and wait. Okay, comrade.
There's still a meeting on Wednesday.
No. Debate in the afternoon. Okay. Honourable members? Yeah. The way we reach consensus in this committee, because we hardly argue, I just assume that
Chair,
the report is adopted.
Chair, can I just say, I think, is the EPC starting at 10 on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think 10. I'm debating in the State Security Treasury debate. Is it 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
Yeah, it's probably 2 o'clock. The idea is that we don't want to be seen to be defying. We'll meet 8:30, we'll be late into the plenary of 10 o'clock, where we're expected to be. 8 to 10:30, at least that 2 hours, we can do some work with National Treasury and SARS. Can we adopt the report? Can we move for the adoption of the report? Honorable Goranov, followed by Honorable Ross, multiplied by all. Thank you. By the end of business, send in your written recommendation.